Okay. Which is a little given koyach. Daf Samach. We're actually right at the beginning of the daf for change.
Room is featuring again. Yeah.
Yeah. So we said that if the so a woman is mechuyev to feed her son, her child, and if he divorces her, so she's not meshubet anymore, but if the kid recognizes his mother, so is therefore attached, and it'll be dangerous for him not to suddenly be weaned off her.
Cold turkey.
Then the father of the child can force her to feed, but he has to pay for it. Yeah, that's what we said yesterday. So the question was, the Mishnah said, if the child recognizes his mother, is the question is, how old would you say a baby has to be to recognize that it's his mother? Let's say you would hire a wet nurse. Yeah, so... what age would the baby notice that this ain't mum? Yeah, is Omar Rava? So Rava says Omar Rabbi Yirmi of Abba Omar Rav Shloisha Chadoshim. 3 months it takes. Not sure how many times Rava stayed with the baby, but you would say it would be less than that, l'chayra, just from what we see nowadays with babies. Maybe Nishtan Ativim, but these days, definitely a baby less than 3 months recognizes his mother. Shmuel Amar Shloishim Yom. Shmuel says 30 days. That probably fits more with nowadays things. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yechidan Chamishim Yom. 50 days. So they have all of these different opinions. And L'chayra, these are all just svaris. It doesn't seem like there's any... Xeris Akosim over here. Yeah. Well, they might have observed. Amar Rav Shiri bar Abaye Halacha Krab Yitzchak Shab Mishim Rabbi Yechidan, which is 50 days. That's the halacha. Yeah, it's Freddy Gemara Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan. How did Rav and Rabbi Yechanan come up with their ideas of 50 days and 3 months? Each one they observed, I guess, that there were some babies who were quicker and smarter or whatever, and they recognized their mother after 50, and some after 3 months. El Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Kehai Gavna Mimishkachas, is it possible that after 30 days the child would recognize the mother? Well, I'm not sure what the question is. I would say, Mustaba these days, yeah, it would be possible.
They normally recognize, they smell the mother.
That's right. But, I don't know, he's saying, at those days, obviously, the idea was that it seems very improbable that after 30 days, the baby would recognize the mother.
We used to do with our kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes if they were unsettled, take a piece of my wife's clothing,
We're going to see in a second. Ki asa Rami bar Yecheskel. So Rami bar Yecheskel was the brother of Rav Yehuda. Yeah, Rav Yehuda's father was Rav Yecheskel, and his brother was Rami. He was the Israeli
modern
Rami. It's Rami bar Yecheskel says Omar. He said Leisatzinu. Do not listen to those rules that my brother Yehuda ruled up. He collected, I guess, in the name of Shmuel. In other words, he said that it was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yeah, it wasn't actually; it was just Shmuel. But anyway, the assumption is that whatever Shmuel said, how do we know it? Because Rabbi Yehuda was his Talmud Muvah, so he told us. So Rami Bar Yecheskel says, don't accept this one. Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel really said, "Kol zman shemakira." There is no fixed time. There is no fixed time. Each child is different. That's it. As long as whenever the child recognizes the mother, that's it. Okay. So now, Amayse Shahoya. Hahida saw the Kam de Shmuel. So there was a woman who actually came before Shmuel. She was divorced, and she didn't want to feed her son. So the father brought her to Bezdin to Shmuel, to Paskin, that she should be forced to. A court order. It's interesting. These days, court orders are to keep people away from other people. They had to have a court order that she should have to stay with her child.
Why her mother wouldn't want to feed her child?
So we said why. Because she might... Oh, maybe we're going to say that later. Because if she wants to marry somebody else, then... she might become pregnant with the other person, and it will interfere with that, or maybe because doesn't make it, she doesn't know, doesn't look good at least. I don't know. My experience is that mothers do want to feed their child.
Generally.
Yeah, but this case was one who didn't.
I thought it was stupid asking such a
question. No, it's not a stupid question at all. So Shmuel said to Rav Dimi bar Yosef, Zil Barka, go in, investigate. In other words, check whether the kid is makir the mother or not. There's Ozal, so he went. Isfa Bedori Dinoshi, he had a lineup. He got a whole bunch of women lined up,
like identification, like a
criminal lineup. Make a lineup. V'shakle libra, and he took the son. V'kamahade le'alayu, and he passed the son to each woman in the lineup to ask, is this the one or not? Kimata le'gaba, when he got near his mother, havas kamasvila apa. He was looking at it, so the baby was looking at the face of each woman. So the kid, so the mother sees that the kid is starting to look in her face. Is kavashtani la'ena minei. So she turned her head away. She turned her eyes away. He shouldn't see her. And Zalmalah, so Rav Dimi bar Yosef says to her, Natoif einayich, pick up your eyes, kum dribrech, and go and pick up your son and feed him, because obviously. Obviously he did recognize you, and you're trying to hide from him. Then the final point, the Gemara asks, Suma mino yada, what if the kid's blind and he can't see? Is Amar Ravashi berecha v'tama, like you said before, with the smell and with the taste of the milk, I guess, he can tell who his mother is. So once the child recognizes the mother, then she is forced to feed him. And
so that's the maskana, that each baby is different.
That's the last part, yeah. Which
makes sense.
Seems fine. Okay, Vaita says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Yoinik Tinek, now, general Hilchus breastfeeding. Yoinik Tinek Vahilech Aresim Rabba Chodesh. A child can feed from the mother for 24 months. Mikan Ve'elech, after that, Ki Yoinik Shekets. It's like unkosher, what we call euphemistically treif. Anything that's not kosher, we say it's treif. Not treif literally, but it's unkosher. Wazbort will remove it from the list. Yeah, Diva Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer, that after 24 months, the milk that comes out of the mother is not kosher for the child. That is what Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Afilo Abba B'chomishonim.
Wow.
Even 4 or 5 years, and basically that means whatever you want.
Just keep going
until you're ready to finish, and the milk is kosher. Perish, but once he stopped. Yeah, if you want to start again, or you want to have a one-off snack, then the acher eschim rabba chodesh, and it's more than 24 months for chazar, and he wants to come back and start breastfeeding again, kiyanik shekets, then it's not kosher anymore. So that's very strange, the whole thing. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar, we learned in the Braisa, mikan ve'elach kiyanik shekets. So first of all, the question is, you're telling me that the milk from a mother, except for a baby under two, is considered not kosher. Or a mini, now we have a contradiction. The contradiction is, we learned in the Braisa, Yachol Yehei Cholov Mahal Cheshtayim Tome. You might think that milk of that human milk is Tome here means not. Well, Tome here means not kosher, doesn't mean Tome.
Yeah, but that's the call. It's not anything that comes from a Treifa thing, is it?
Treifa animal. Women, people are not animals.
But they're Treif. You can't eat them.
Where does it actually say you can't eat a person? Aha, stumped you. I agree with you, it's not a good idea.
It's got to be.
But
a pasuk somewhere, isn't it?
A pasuk? Don't eat people?
Well, no, I'd meklal hei natoshem e'olav, because they're not shushar shesa or maligera.
But that's by behema. Says to behema shetachel. How do you know that applies to... Anyway, that's a separate question.
How do we know if cannibalism is
osur? Okay, but forget about that one. Anyway, you might think, let's assume that cannibalism is osur. But what about milk? What about human milk? Is it kosher or not? Says the Braisa.
This is a Chol of
Yisrael. Very good. The Braisa says, you might think that human milk is not kosher. Vidinu, and you would learn a Kal V'Chomer as follows. Ma behema shehe kalta b'mago'o, hechmarta b'chalava. Take a horse. Yeah, if you
You're allowed to touch.
If you touch a horse, it's not matame. Yeah? A live horse, not a dead horse.
And yet.
Because you can't flog a dead horse. But if you have a live horse,
boom, boom,
and you touch the horse, you are, it's not matame. But the milk, achmarta b'chalava, the milk of a horse, do right, horses make milk? I guess they do. Is,
well, baby horses got to eat something.
Baby horses, yeah. Is not kosher. Is adam by a person, shechmarta b'magoy, a person in the right circumstances is b'metame. Yeah, a person can become tame, and if you touch, let's say, a woman, yeah, the woman who makes the milk, so that's what we're talking about, she becomes tame at certain times, and one who touches her becomes tame. So we're stricter even by touching the woman. You can become tameh. Isn't it a kavachomer to be strict by the milk, that the milk of the woman should be not kosher? So that's what you would think. Talmud loimar. Therefore, the pasuk tells you esa gomol. What is not kosher? The camel. Favoshene kimalageiruhu, because, well, it's not. That's not why it's not kosher. It's not kosher because it's malageiruhu of a parse in a mafri. That's the thing. Yeah, left out the main bed of the pasuk. Because it chews its cud, but it doesn't have split hooves. So therefore, it's not kosher. And it says the word who is a mute. He is not kosher, but not someone something else. Is who tameh v'ein chala machish dayim tameh yela tahor. The camel and the camel's milk is not kosher.
How do you see this from the pasuk?
Clearly, it's a mute. What are you being memait?
Everything which is not a gomel.
Well, but everything else is, but the rule's already there. You have to be
specifies.
You have to be memayit something that you would have included. You would have said a kal v'chomer, ma doctor gomel, that if you touch him, you're not metame, but his milk is treif. So a person, when you touch her, you are becoming tame, is her milk is kosher kein treif. Talmud leimar, gomel is who dafke a camel is the milk treif, but not a person. It's a mute. You have to be might something, and what else are you going to be might? You can't be might any animals because. Farfetched. Well, that's the limud. Yachal oitzi esachalov. So you might think, okay, so the milk is, I would say, okay, the milk is not kosher. She'ena shava bakol.
Not everyone has it.
No. It's
you
true.
Make an exception. Doesn't
yeah, that's
Yotzi
not. That's not what. That's not what it means, though.
It means.
It means the iser of milk is not shove on every animal, a toher animal. Yeah, some animals, it's milk is kosher. A cow's milk is kosher. A camel's milk is not kosher. Yeah. So therefore, I would say, okay. So because I know that cow's milk is kosher, so maybe woman's milk is kosher too. Yeah. Because at least I know that some other milk is kosher. It's not a blanket ban on milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But maybe the blood of a person should for sure be yosur. Shehu shava bakol. That's true by every animal. Even cow's blood is not kosher. Yeah? Not just camel's blood, but cow's blood is also not kosher. So therefore, I would say the blood of a person is not kosher either. Talmud lo marhu. Again, it says, who tome vein dom achish daim tome. The blood of an animal is not kosher. The blood of a person is kosher. Ella toher. Yeah, it's not tome, but it's toher. So what do we see from all that? Why do we bring all that? Because we want to show that the milk of a person is kosher. So what are you telling me that after 2 years, if someone drank woman's milk, it's like eating a sheketz? Yeah, this bris just says that woman's milk is kosher. The Yomar Rav Sheshes, just to finish off the Brisa, I'm sorry. Rav Sheshes says on that Brisa about the blood, I feel the mitzvah's preaching, boy. Even, there's not even, is it, he means even midrabanan. Yeah, we learn from the Pasuk who that it's kosher. Yeah, and he says it's not even, even the Chachamim weren't geyser on it to say that milk of a woman is not kosher. Cholavakum, yeah. It's not even cholavakum. Yeah, it's mamish kosher. It's not even osur midrabanan. Even Wazboot didn't make it osur. Yeah? Says the Gemara. So how come you're telling me that after 2 years he has to stop? And for the Gemara, loy kashe, had the parish, had
the
loy parish.
You're
right. What it's talking about is... No. That's last time we said parish, that's what we meant. This time parish means it came out of the woman and sitting in a bowl. Yeah? Yeah, when is it mutter?
It's expressed, as they call it nowadays. because all the women do that.
When, yeah, so when is it kosher?
It's direct from her to the
no,
baby.
No, it's the opposite. When is it kosher? When it came, when it's in a kli. Yeah, but to suckle straight from the breast is also, yeah, that's what Rashi says. That when it's in a kli, because it's kosher, you have a cup of milk, so you have a cup of milk. But when you suck, after 24 months, when you a child more than 24 months, suckling straight from the breast is like eating treif midrabbanan. That's the Gemara answers, yeah? V'chilufa bedam, with blood, it's the other way around. Yeah, human blood, let's say. Yeah? That if the blood is in a kli, then you can't eat it because people won't realize it's human. But if it's... Yeah, exactly. If you have a mosquito, if you have a wound on yourself and you suck it or your teeth or gums are bleeding or whatever, you can just eat it. Yeah? But once it's already in, it's there, then people might think it's animal blood and therefore you can't eat it. Kiritanya with another brisa. Dom shall gabe kikar. If you have blood on a piece of bread, in other words, you took a bite of the piece of bread and your blood was bleeding, your mouth was bleeding, and they got some blood on the bread. Is goyroi v'oichloi. You have to remove that blood before you eat the rest of the bread. Yeah? But shabena shinayim, if you have blood between your teeth, so your gums were bleeding, yeah, or your tongue was bleeding, or whatever. Is a mitzvah. You can suck it. There's no problem. So as long as the blood is in its mocker, then it's kosher. Because you're not going to confuse that with the blood of an animal. Okay, so that is the deal. Omar Mar says, we said before, Rabbi Shua, in the brisa we brought before, Rabbi Shua, Eimer, Afshidu, Abba, Chomishonim. So we said that, so it was all according to Rabbi Lezer, that up to 2 years. Rabbi Yeshua says even 4 or 5 years, which basically means, I think, forever. Yeah, that's the way of saying no limit.
Remember, these days a kid went to work at 6, so... Yeah, so
maybe that's it. Rabbi Yeshua says up to even if the kid's walking around with his bundle on his back, so he's big. So the Gemara says he's carrying a school bag. That's the same as 4 or 5 years. So he's not arguing with himself. Yeah, this last bit actually makes me... Yeah, Tosfos says over here we can't say that 4 or 5 years means even a lot. Because here we're saying, just thinking this must be the case. Because now here we have to say Dafka means 5 years, because otherwise you wouldn't have this Chavilos Al-Ksefer business. Yeah?
You don't give a 2-year-old kid to carry a package.
Yeah, but if he meant love Dafka 4 or 5, but he just meant forever... Then what would be your kasha? It just means forever, yeah. But if you're saying it's a stop at 5, and we thought that carrying his school bag was different, so then we had a question. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta Tani with another brayser, Rabbi Marina. So Emer Goyneach is a person who is feeling sick, and he's Rashi is a groaner, yeah.
Isn't a Goyneach someone who's groaning?
Mayalul, yeah. Okay, he's groaning. From pain, and Rashi says pain in the heart, flender balas. Yeah, he's got a heart pain, and the only way to cure the heart pain is to drink milk. Is yonik chalav? He can suckle milk on Shabbos.
That's interesting because heartburn, milk is a very, very good way to stop heartburn.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Acid,
so a person, there you are. So we got one. Yeah, so we're talking about, and Tosfos points out over here that we're not talking about where it's a sakonis nefoshes, because then it could do anything, yeah? He was saying we're not even sakonis nefoshes, it's just a pain. It's a pain, then he can suckle even on Shabbos, my timer. Why is it mutter on Shabbos? Because yonik is mefarik lachayat. So the din is, you're not allowed to be telish dover migiduloi. So if you cut something out of the ground, that's the Issa Daraisa of Koitza.
Like milking a cow.
What? Oh, dosh. If you remove something from where it grew, but it wasn't attached to the ground, so that is an Issa, there is an Issa of Mefarik, which is a Tulda of Dosh. Yeah? Mefarik Tulda of Dosh. So cutting grain out of the ground is the Av Malacha, Koitza. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say cutting. So Dosh means you're threshing. Yeah, if it's threshing, when it's joined to the ground is dosh and mefarik. If it's something that doesn't grow in the ground, then it's a tulda. So milking a cow is a tulda of dosh. Yeah, but in this case, because he's sucking straight from the cow, so that's klachar yad or klachar peh, whatever you want to call it, as the case may be, and therefore it's okay even lechatchila. My time a yenik mefarik klachar yad. So therefore, what? Therefore, klachar yad is only osim mit rabbanon. If a person's in pain, the chachamim removed the gzeira. Amar Rabbi Yosef halacha k'Rab Marinus, we pass it like that. Tanya, next price, Nachum ish Galya Eimer, Nachum from Galya says, Tzinar sha'olu ba kaskasim, if you got a drain pipe and it's got the weeds growing and the whatever, as it does on the roof, yeah, haven't cleaned out the gutters for a while, you didn't get leaf busters, and you've got the stuff growing in there, and it's blocking the drain, and the water's piling up and leaking into your living room, and here it's late on Friday, in fact it's on Shabbos, is memachon beragle betzina b'Shabbos. You can go up on the roof and just sort of, yeah, you can walk on it with your foot and get it out of the way to unblock the gutter on Shabbos for ena cheshes. Why is it so? My timer. Babasaken klachayadu. Because doing it with your feet is klachayad. So it ain't no issa deraisa, it's only midrabanon. Vamokim seida, because it's leaking into your living room and you're causing damage, like gosu barabanon, they will mevatel the gzeira. Amar Rabbi Yosef, halacha kenacham ishgalya. So that's the halacha too. That's nothing to do with what we're learning, but because it's another one of those gzeiras that they still want. Why is it so? Yeah. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Perish la'achar esrim ba'or chodesh. Once the child stopped breastfeeding and is more than 2 years old, v'chazar, then it wants to start again, ki yenik shekets, then it's like eating treif, v'kamo. So how long is considered stopping, that if he starts again, he's like eating treif? Amar Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, Amar Shmuel, shloisha yomim, if he stopped for 3 days. Ika diyami samsei, it wasn't a statement of Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, but it was Tony Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, that he learned a braisa kamei de Shmuel, before Shmuel, shloisha yomim. Tana Rabbanu will learn a braisa, meinekes shemeis baile besoich esim rabba chedesh, if you have a nursing mother, and her husband died within 24 months. So she thinks to herself,
I have to feed this child
too. And she thinks, I want to go and marry someone else. Yeah, my husband's dead, I'll go, I'm free, I'll go and marry someone else. I raise a loiti sares. She's not even allowed to become oreses. The answer is choymer loiti nosi, I think you'd have to say. And she's not allowed to have nisuin, full marriage. Ad estim rabba chodesh, until the child is 2 years old. Divrei Rabbi Meir, a woman with a feeding child less than 2 years old is not allowed to remarry. Rabbi Yehuda is, because why? Because she might decide to wean the child and it'll be dangerous for the child.
Isn't there Rabbi Yehuda is married for 3 months.
For 3 months, that's because to tell.
She might be pregnant from the husband.
That's right. But this is saying even for two, if she has a nursing child, then she has to wait.
The child might be 23 months old or something.
She has to wait until he turns 24. Yeah, no, we have any problems. Okay, but if the child is 1 month old, she has to wait 23 months now. Why? Because we don't want her to wean the child too early and the child to be in danger. That's according to Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is matir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not 2 years the limit, it's 18 months. Amar Rav Nosson bar Yosef, hein, divrei b'Shammai, hein, divrei b'Hillel. This machlokes between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is exactly the machlokes between b'Shammai and b'Hillel. So b'Shammai emir meshim rabo achodesh, b'Shammai say 24 months, and b'Hillel le mishmeinu asachodesh, and b'Hillel say it's 18 months. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, ani achriya. I am going to moderate this machlokes and tell you what it means. I'm going to explain. On the side, they actually take out the word achri and put in afarish. I will explain this machlekes. L'divrei ha'omer esim ve'arba chodesh. The one who says 24 months, muteres linosi be'esrim ve'echer chodesh. It means that she can marry after 21 months. Because if she needs to feed for 24 months, it would take 3 months until she would have enough. Let's say she marries after 21 months. Yeah, by the time she would be pregnant enough that she would want to wean the child, it would still be another 3 months.
To deduct 3 months.
So therefore, yeah, so 21 months she can remarry, so that by the time she would have a problem, the first child will be already 24 months. And similarly, the Divrei Eimer Shmeinu Asa Chodesh, Mutaris Inasa B'Chamisha Asa Chodesh. If you say 18 months, then she can remarry after 15. Oh, the other thing that we say is that the milk goes off. If she becomes pregnant, it affects the milk, but it would take 3 months for that to happen. Yeah, the use-by date on the milk is 3 months later, and therefore she can still get married within 3 months before the 24th month or the 18th month. Omar al-Ula says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda that it's 18 months and therefore 15 months. V'yama Mar Ukva, and Mar Ukva said not only did he pass him, but I had a story. A Maisa Shahoya, Li Hiti Rabbi Chanina lost his lacha chamishos chedesh. Rabbi Chanina permitted me to go and marry a woman who had a child who was 15 months old. Yeah, okay, very good. Arisa Dabaya. Now we have the sharecropper of Abaya. Asa Lakame Dabaya. And he came to Abaya, and Omar Lahi asked him, Mahu Le Oris Bechamisha Asachodesh. I've got my girlfriend, and she has a baby, and the baby is 15 months old. Can we get married? Omar Lahi, so he says to him, you're asking me a Shaila? Chada, first of all, Rab Meir Rab Yehuda Halachak Rab Yehuda. Yeah, so that's a rule. And Rab Yehuda said 15 months, and Rab Meir said 21, so you have to go. Vos Frekstu, like Rab Yehuda. The oid, and if that wasn't enough for you, if you didn't know, maybe you didn't know that rule of Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, but Beishame and Beis Hillel, halachah ke Beis Hillel, everybody knows that.
We even say any mission. Oh, no, yeah. That's by
Beis Hillel. Yeah. Beishame and Beis Hillel. So it's halachah ke Beis Hillel. So they also say 15 months. And not only that, for Amar Ula, halachah ke Rabbi Yehuda, just in case you missed the memo, Ula said, halachah ke Rabbi Yehuda. And in case you didn't believe all of these theoretical hypotheticals, mm-hmm. I had a ma'isa shahaya. It's kol shekein at. How much more so you? That you're only coming, that he went to be, he lost sex. He did nisuin even after 15 months. And all you want to do is erisin. And there's no danger she's going to become pregnant when there's only erisin. There's how much more so you can remarry. So Abaya says, what are you asking me questions? Go and make the wedding. Kiyos l'kamad Rabbi Yosef. So this guy went to Rabbi Yosef. He was belated that Abaya told him all of this. So he went to Rabbi Yosef. Azam alay. And Rabbi Yosef told him, Rabbi Shmuel Darmi Travayu, Tzricha lahamti nesim rabba chodesh. Despite all of those rayas, Rav and Shmuel said, you got to wait 24 months, chutz miyem shenoled boy, excluding, the 24 months did not include the day that he was born, the chutz miyem shenisar sabay did not exclude the name of the engagement. It's Rav, Basrit, Los of Parsi, so we chase after Abaya to tell him, what are you telling me? Or maybe it means he chased after Rav Yosef to get him to change his mind. The guy chased Rav Yosef, I think. Yeah, it's for three parses. Rami la parsa, bachlo v'le'adrucha. He couldn't catch him. He wanted to get him to change his mind. He wouldn't change his mind.
After all those rays,
it's Amar Abaya. So Abaya heard about this. So Abaya says, "Hi milsa de Amar Rabbanon." When the Chachamim said that afilu beyasa bekutcha, even if someone asks you a shaila, are you allowed to eat an egg together with a piece of cheese? Kutach is cheese. That's kutach habavli. We had on psachim, yeah? It has a little bit of chometz in it, yeah? Even if a shaila is whether to eat eggs with cheese, which is l'chayr an easy one. Loi lishri inish b'mokim rabbi. A person shouldn't permit it when his teacher's around. He should send the shaila to his rav. Loi mishub demechsek afkerusa. Not because it looked chutzpedik that he's paskening when the rav's around. Ela mishub deloi mistaya milsa l'memra. But because he's not going to get it right. A person who's paskening when his rav is around? That's the fun of mamish. Here he's saying even when he's around, you shouldn't. Why? I learned that at Rav and Shmuel. In other words, I knew that. Nevertheless, I got it wrong. So, therefore, should have sent it to Rabbi Yosef. Yeah. I mucked it up, so therefore you shouldn't do it. Okay, Tana Rabbanan will end a brisa. Nasna ben olam inekes, if the woman gave her child to a wet nurse, oy gemalata, or she weaned him, oy meis, or the child died before he got to 24 months, is muteris lenasa meyat, then she can marry straight away. because there's no danger to the child. The child's not is off the charts anyway. Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua Savala Mevedu Duki Hamasnisa. So they wanted to do to Paskin like them Brisa. Is Omer Lahu Ahisavta came an old lady to them and said, "B'didi have a uvda. I had a mice. The Osali Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said it's forbidden, even though the child's not feeding anymore." Frederick Gemara, really? Ain't he? It ain't so. But Rav Nachman Sharal Lahu the Beresh Galusa. Rav Nachman permitted to the people of the Resh Galusa. And for the Gemara, shine the Beresh Galusa like Hadri Bahu. Some are more equal than others. But the reason is when the Resh Galusa, when Mrs. Galusa gave her child to the wet nurse, yeah, the wet nurse isn't going to quit the job because she'd be too scared. So therefore, the child's not coming back, so there's no problem. But with a Stama person, yeah, what happens if the wet nurse quits after one day and says, "No, don't like this child, I'm giving it back to the mother"? Yeah, then you're back where you started. So therefore, she can't get married. Izamalahu Rav Papi V'atun Loitis Perua. Without this old lady telling you that it's also you wouldn't have figured it out yourself. May Hadatan, you got a brisa. Haresha is a reduful elechubesaviha. Let's say you had a woman. So we said, like you said before, a woman has to wait 3 months between the first husband and the second husband. What happens if she always went to her father's house? She was never with her first husband. She always ran home to mommy. So that, okay, but that means she's not pregnant, yeah? Or she was always fighting with her husband and therefore is weiter probably not pregnant. Sorry, my husband was in jail, they're for sure not pregnant. The husband was overseas. Or the husband was old or sick. Or she was barren, was a Cana, or old, or islandless. In first, she had her ovaries removed. The Kitana, or she's a little child. Or even if she was pregnant, she miscarried. So she's for sure not pregnant. And any other excuse you've got why she can't have any children. In all of those cases, yeah, he says that because she's had a vasectomy. So Rashi says, "Is kulan tzriches lahamtin shloisha chadoshin divrei Rav Meir." She needs to wait 3 months anyway, because it was a gzeira, and once they made the gzeira, loy plug. Yeah, that means you got to wait 3 months no matter what. Rabbi Yosi is matel leoris tenasumia. Rabbi Yosi permits it, but Rav Meir says he can't. V'yomer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rav Meir b'gzeiroiso. Whenever Rav Meir made a gzeira to then you have to listen to him. And so how can you think it was mutter, Rav Papa, and Rav Huna ben Yeshua? His army lay lava daitin. They said we weren't concentrating, so we didn't think of that. The hilchasa halacha is meis mutter. There's a difference. If the child died, it's permitted, but gemalato is also. But weaning is not permitted. So as long as the child's still alive, it's also. Mar baravashi amar afilu meis nami yosor. No, even if the child has died, she's not allowed to remarry straight away. Dilma kotlele, because that would be an incentive for her to kill the child so she can go and remarry. V'yazlo mintzuba, so she can go and marry someone else. Havda uvda v'chanakte. There was a story, says Ravashi, and she strangled her child so she can go and remarry. V'lohi, but it's not so. Hahi shoyta hava. That woman was just crazy. That wasn't because of the rule. That was just because she was b'chal nuts. The loy of the noshi the chanku b'nayu, because normal women don't strangle the child, no matter what. There's a nut case. The shoyta aim between raim and a shoyta. Tana rabbanon and a brice a reish and asal lobein lahanik. Let's say a woman is hired to breastfeed someone's child. Hareza loy tanikima, so she cannot have more than one client at a time. Loy beno, not her own child. Loy ben chavrta, she can't have two customers at the same time because they're sharing the milk. It's not enough. Yeah. Paska kima, if the hirer gave her some food to be marbe the chalav, yeah, and it's not enough, she hasn't got enough milk. Achelas harbe, she has to eat more of her own. Loy teichalim advarim haroyim lechalav, she cannot eat things that are bad for the milk. So all of those things. So the Gemara asks, first of all, Hashta b'no marta loy. She's not even allowed to feed her own son together with the other kid. It's been chavrut to me, boy, to feed someone else's kid and have two customers. You need to tell me. So the Gemara says, no. Ma'u the tamer, you might have thought, but no, the chayesi loya mam to let's fight. When she's feeding her own son, she wants him to feed well, so she would give him more, and there'll be less for the customer. But if she has a second customer, she wouldn't hire herself out to two customers unless she thinks she has enough milk for both. that she cannot do that. Paska kima, they gave her a small amount of food. Achelas harbe, she has to eat a lot. Mehecha, where from? Amar avsheches, mishallah, from her own expense. She can't eat things that are bad for milk. My Nina, what are they? Amar of Kahana could go in koshus. Koshus is forgotten. Oh, darn. It's humlun. Yeah. Koshus is humlun. And dogim ketanim and small. Chaziz. Chaziz is weeds that grow with the grains. Vidogim ketanim and small fish. Vadoma and dirt. Kara v'chavusha, even those things. Kara, but here he says it's kaira. Rapapa marafilo kaira. Oh, kaira v'kufra. Kaira is the stuff that grows around a dekel tree, and kufra is small dates. Ravashi marafilo kamcha v'harsana. Kamcha is the famous kutach, the cheese, and harsana is small fried fish. Minayu poski chalva. Some of these things stop the milk, cause the milk to stop. Minayu achri chalva. Some of them cause the milk to go off. Okay. To mishamshi berachaya, a woman who is used to using a grinder. Havalu boni nichbi. She has kids who are. They get a sickness called pression from this. The Misham Shal Avra, woman who's used to working on the ground, Havalu Boni Shmuti, she has kids with long necks, because just like she bends over with a long neck to pick stuff off the ground, so a kid evolves with the long necks. The Darcha Al Rama, the Chamra, woman who tramples grapes to make wine, Havalu Boni Girdani, she has kids who are bald. The Achla Chardala, someone who eats mustard, Havalu Boni Zalzaloni, she has kids who are always hungry. Don't ask me what these things mean. The achla tachla, if she eats half-ripe dates, havalahu bani dulfani, she has kids whose eyes are always tearing. The achla munini, if she eats small fish, havalahu bani mitzitse eino, she has kids who with wandering eyes. The achla gargushta, if she eats a clump of earth, havalahu bani mechoori, she has ugly kids. The shasa shikra, if she drinks beer, havalahu bani ukmi, she has svartzes. The achla bisri v'shas yachamra, if she eats meat and drinks wine, havalu boni beri, she has healthy kids. The achla bay, if she eats eggs, havalu boni inani, she has kids with big eyes. The achla kavri, if she eats kavri, whatever that is, havalahu boni chinani, she has kids who are balechein, they're nice kids. The achla karpasi, if she eats karpas, havalahu boni ziyutni. She has
older children.
She has, it's just on the side, the oracle, that she has a nice ziv, a nice shine to their face. The ochle kuzbarta, if she eats, it's a certain kind of spice called kuzbar. Havalahu boni bisrani, she has kids with lots of flesh. The ochle esrega, if she eats an estrig, havalahu boni rechoni, then she has kids who smell nice, aromatic kids.